And welcome to St. Louis's only live morning show, On in the Afternoon, on 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a bit of pass? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Wait till you see the surprise I get you for Christmas. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but you're going to need a bigger bra.
Crossed over, if I ever have a sin, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
If I'm not ready yet,
that's okay.
What do we do?
Take your time.
Right. I'll just sit here.
Hang on, I'm almost ready.
Take your time.
It won't be long now. Just another couple of minutes. That's the new management?
Yes.
Don't answer it.
Yeah, they were wanting to know
Don't answer
where
it.
We were.
Don't answer it. Welcome, everybody, to the fifth day of December and the large morning show in the afternoon. And we have, holy cow, what a great, great Monday. Chock full of stuff from the weekend that I don't know how we're going to get it all in. And it's nothing more than the usual observations of people that we all think are dumber than we are.
That really is. I think most people really do look at the rest of the world and go, oh, man, those people are dumb. It's never us. It's always them. Yeah.
Even the dumb people look at other people and go, man, they're dumb.
Yeah. I saw a guy at Kingdom City yesterday when I was gassing up at the Conoco station, and he was sitting in an old Geo Metro. And Geo Metro was a three-cylinder car, and no power, little bitty wheels. It's like a size 10 tire or something. I mean, a little tiny tire. It had no hubcaps on it. It was the most beat-up piece of crap I've ever seen. And he had, you know, and the poor guy, he had the whole back of it just, it looked like he took his clothes and he just, like his wife threw them out, and he just threw them all in the back of the car. I mean, no folding, no, just piled up with just clothing. And like you'd put them in a dryer.
He was probably out garage sailing.
Yeah, and he, and you could tell that. You ever see cars and you wonder, how did that car pass inspection? You can't even imagine it passed inspection. Check this out. I assume that he had no dome light or interior lights.
Did they even come with one, though, on a Geo Metro?
All cars do.
I don't know.
But I've never seen anything like this. From the mirror on the windshield, he had hanging a Coleman lantern.
Oh, he must have been living in a car.
It sounds like
yeah.
it.
Yeah, he could have.
He had a Coleman. Lantern hanging in the on the mirror.
Yeah,
that's not the best car to be living in.
Yeah, when your home's a Geo Metro.
That's right.
Something a little bigger.
And look, I know there'll be some people out there. Hey, it sounds like you people are laughing at unfortunate people. No, we're just laughing at this guy.
Yeah.
This guy is hanging a Coleman lantern. How about a cheap flashlight? You know, you can die from the fumes from a Coleman lantern in a closed up car.
Unless it was battery operated. There are Coleman lanterns that are battery operated.
Yeah.
I have one.
Yeah,
and they look like the
great ruin the story.
I'm
okay,
sorry.
It was funnier when we had a guy dying in his car.
Maybe his heat was out too. He was using the heat also.
Oh
man,
heat and light.
That's possible.
Oh man,
that's the worst in the winter when you lose your heat.
You know,
oh my gosh,
I saw him over there, and then I gassed up, and I had my wallet out, and I realized I had extra money and I looked over at him. I said, see ya.
I didn't buy a candy bar.
Because you thought about that guy out in California that took your money.
The last guy gave money to, took off, ran
didn't
with it.
Say thanks.
Claimed to be hungry. Didn't eat. Went off and bought crack with it or something. So.
I don't think the Kingdom City, they don't have to have emissions, right? They just have to have an inspection, and it's probably a little looser.
Well, maybe the car doesn't run. Maybe he truly lives in it, and it's just where it is.
Yeah, it died in that gas station parking lot.
There were a couple of people in this area that did that, and one of those vehicles was in the Westport area.
Yeah.
The car was not operable, but the guy lived out of his car.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Oh, it still had the maroon maroon Missouri license plate on it.
Yeah, it went way back.
Those are old, man. Yeah. Those old red plates.
Yep.
Well, that's obvious you're not on the road with it. You wouldn't last 2 seconds on the road with old maroon Missouri plates. Welcome, Large Morning Show in the afternoon. We're going to fire up the Burke segment here, get that underway. It goes like this. Does anybody have anything to say? Because, boy, we do.
Just a little bit.
We do, but hopefully so do the people. That didn't make sense. Let's back up. Does anybody have anything to say? Karen Vail, everybody.
Thank you, Frank. I had a comment about a community, but other than that, I really didn't have anything until I turned around after I sat down in here and I looked across the way where we have this little theater now, and I see that the thing that's now playing is Menopause, the musical. And I can't even imagine how the songs would go.
I can imagine how the reviews go. Best musical ever, period.
It'd be great during the show if somebody sits there with the thermostat and cranks it up a little bit and then turns it
hotter,
up.
hotter.
Very hot.
Back and forth.
I don't really know anything about it. I hope they have they're successful over there, but I am curious. I might even peek in and see about the songs. But the only other thing I wanted to say...
Well, you'd be perfect for...
Granny? Not there yet, sure. According to my doctor.
Hormonal volume.
Any day now.
Yeah, how come you act like you've been there for 10 years?
That's not what Merle says.
Now, if you're not there yet, I can't even imagine what that's going to be like.
Holy cow.
I just wanted to say hello to the folks in a very nice little town that I ordinarily... have no reason to go to.
St. Louis?
No. It's smaller than St. Louis, Frank, if you want to continue guessing. But it's Columbia, Illinois. And I just thought...
Something free.
Very nice. No,
something free.
No, I spent about 3 hours there Saturday.
Free key to the city.
Free Colombian coffee.
But it's just a great little community. So to you folks, hello in Columbia,
what's great
Illinois.
About it?
I just found everybody to be very, very friendly. And it just seemed to be a
clean community.
Sounds to me
like you're saying the people in St. Charles aren't friendly.
I didn't say that. No, in fact, these people in Columbia, Illinois met my expectations. So
how'd you meet people there?
Who's your expectation?
What'd you do over there?
Well, I attended a funeral to start with.
Oh, okay.
Oh man, you brought it down. Now.
Well, he had to ask, and
I really brought the show down.
They were all nice. Did you show a lot of cleavage?
No, Dan, I didn't. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay.
All right.
Anybody else for the Burke segment?
I do.
Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thanks, Frank. We did something for the first time over the weekend that we haven't never done before.
Haven't
never done.
And you guys wonder about
it. You know what, though? That's a good story.
Yeah.
No, I don't think
something
he's
we haven't
I'm
never
not,
done.
Not done.
Something. It's by the way, it's something we ain't never done.
Ain't never done. Something we ain't never done. Get Karen tickets for the playhouse next door.
Mm.
We had a birthday party at our house.
I've never done that.
For Alyssa. No, we've never done that. We've always gone out somewhere. We've always gone to Libby Lou's or Chuck E. Cheese or, you know, somewhere like that. And this time we had a bunch of screaming little girls at the house. Holy cow, was that insane. And one of the little girls turned around and ran right into Alyssa's bed. We have this loft bed. She has a loft. Alyssa has a loft bed in her room. They were all in her room doing karaoke and stuff. She has this loft bed, and underneath the bed is a desk area. And this little girl turned around and ran into this pole, and her nose gushed. I mean, the blood just started gushing.
This was in your home? I'd sue you three ways from Thursday. I would clean you out if that was my dog.
Obvious health hazard.
I don't think so. You.
Health hazard.
That's three ways from Thursday.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I made it up. But seriously, you've got money. That's, everybody knows that.
Oh, yeah.
Hearing radio. And I hope the parents say unfit, negligent. I mean, the list goes on. I mean,
all my family owns a jean company, too.
Levi Strauss. We don't talk about that a lot.
No. And then I went out today, since it is Alyssa's birthday, my daughter. It's her birthday. Actually, tomorrow is her birthday. And I went out today to buy something. And have you ever gone to buy?
I've done that too, Dan.
Yeah, I'm not done yet. And you just, you plan on spending just a certain amount of money, and you end up going way over.
Yeah, I've never done that.
Kind of like what you did when the store went out of business down here, all the clothes you bought?
Yeah, but I got all my Christmas, most of my Christmas shopping done there.
For yourself.
But you feel...
next year's work.
Well, let me tell you something. It's very... in fact, it's not only rare. It almost is never that somebody goes in because of a sale price and ends up just buying that thing. Because you get there and you realize, well, this is not included and that's not included. And, you're really going to need this. I mean, I don't care if it's batteries that weren't with it. You never, rarely do you walk away with... I went in there for something that was $49.95, and by golly, I paid that plus tax and got out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Because you think, that next model up for just another $20. And then if I get that, I'm going to want that screen. Next thing you know, you double the price.
Yeah.
Then go ahead and tell them you went to get a $300 computer.
Yeah.
For Alyssa.
Yeah, for Alyssa. And I ended up buying this package. It was like a package deal. And I ended up, and all these rebates, the rebates are involved with this thing, too.
Well, fill them out, man.
I have them. I have all the rebates. But I decided instead of getting the regular monitor, I was going to get a flat panel monitor. And then I looked at the flat panels, and I looked at the 15-inch and the 17-inch, and they're all about, there you go.
Yeah, that's 15 right there.
15.
Show you what that looks like.
Yeah. So... I look at it, and then I look over, and I see a big old 19-inch flat panel monitor.
Wow.
Oh, and I'm like,
big one.
I like that a lot. So here's what I did. I bought the 19-inch flat panel monitor for me.
And gave your daughter credit.
And I'm going to give her
nice.
Our old monitor.
He gives his daughter
her birthday.
Beat-up monitor. Happy birthday.
Here's a used piece of crap.
And I didn't want. We were going to throw it out, but happy birthday.
No. It's
does
a flat
it even
panel
match?
Too.
Probably not.
Yeah. Oh, I made sure the stuff matched. Oh, yeah. The one that I bought matched our new computer, and the one that...
No, I'm talking about what you're giving your daughter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it'll match.
Oh.
Yeah. If I have to paint it, it'll match. Yeah.
Well, meaning it doesn't match.
So no, it matches.
Well, you know what? What a great thing to go on the air and say that her Christmas surprise, now what did that...
Birthday.
That's your even more.
Oh, birthday.
Yeah. Birthday tomorrow.
She's lucky. She gets two in 1 month. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the birthdays, and we have a couple of birthdays around Christmas.
Hey, how about this neat toy that I've been seeing these commercials for where the kid writes a letter. It's sort of like a Palm Pilot. It's they write, and then the computer tells them, it's like, write an A, and the child writes an A. Very good. And if it's not correctly written, it'll go, no, try again. It knows... the writing, whether it's a relay or not.
That's neat.
You know what I think?
Seen that.
I think people missed something there. Frank's computer voice. That was awesome.
Thanks, Dan.
I think the computer voice.
You know, I like to say about kids' toys, let me just say this. I watch these things on TV, and of course now you're bombarded with kids' toys and perfumes, colognes, that kind of stuff. When they bring out these Fisher-Price or whoever it is, and they say it's a great educational toy, and it's colorful, and it teaches them, do you know what I really believe? I really don't believe, this is my own personal opinion, I think that has very little, if anything, to do with anything. Do you even remember or begin to remember anything you played with when you were 2 or 3 years old? No, I have no idea. And even when you're 7, it hasn't been that long ago, but you still don't remember some squeaky thing where you little, remember little cars, little squeaky horn in the middle, or a... something that was supposed to be educational building blocks. Maybe we don't realize that it did us some good or some harm, but, you know, I don't know that it really does. I'm not convinced.
What, you mean just the toys or the colors or what?
I'm not any of it. I'm not really convinced that, you know, if you lie in your crib and there's a, what do they call them, a mobile, mm-hmm. and little things hanging on strings and
abacus,
you're kicking. Yeah. You know, I have no recollection of any of that crap. I mean, I know it's for the parents. It's for the parents. It's colorful. Hey, come look at the kids' room, the crib. And they got all this stuff.
Well,
it's
but
for the parents.
They've done tons and tons of research, though, about stimulating kids early on in different modalities and how it helps them
modalities.
Learn.
Modalities.
That's the word I like. I really believe it does help.
Well, then how come, if you really did some deeper research, that I'll bet you many of the killers, the thieves, the people who were brought up in the same kinds of homes as the kids with the colorful Fisher-Price educational toys turn out to be scumbags in prison.
Well, because
you
can't
tell me that all those kids didn't have those toys.
Yeah, but now you're talking about somebody who has a behavioral issue and maybe was born a sociopath.
Okay,
to somebody who you're just talking about learning in general.
Okay, let's take two kids in the same family. One's a dummy and one's real smart, and they had the same toys as a kid. So how much influence could it really have had?
Jeffrey Dahmer had a body part mobile above his crib.
Oh, stop.
Yeah. Little arms and legs and a little heart.
Part of it is what you're given. I mean, you have to remember that you have to start with your intellectual ability or your IQ. And then based on that is how much learning and the things you're exposed to.
Well, thank you. That's my point.
That's
if you're
part
smart,
of it.
You're smart. If you're not, you're not. You get the kid the greatest etch-a-sketch, talk and speak and say and whatever thing in the world. And if he's a dumb kid, he's a dumb kid. It's not going to help you become.
But we also know if you're not exposed to different ways of learning that it you won't reach your potential necessarily, or you might have a serious problem in learning in one of those ways. So, you know, it's hard to say that they don't do any good.
I didn't say they do any good, but I think that it's marketing. The manufacturers, if I go into the retail business, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again, I'm going to go into one of two things. I'm going to sell things for little babies and toddlers, or I'm going to sell anything to women. Okay? I just am. And I saw another great example of it. In fact, I meant to cut it out, and I hope I did. Hold on here. I want to give you a perfect example. There is a company in Japan, and they're selling a new bottled water. And I'm going to promise you that most of this will be bought by women. These are the same people who buy not just a hydrating, moisturizing, something cleansing, creaming, lotion, something exfoliation product from Paris, but they're selling water, bottled water, and they're selling it like crazy, and they say their target now is America, where they know they'll really clean up because there's so many stupid goobers here who will pay $5.50 a bottle for a bottle of water that is taken from 2,000 feet below the surface of the Pacific Ocean because they say they have documentation and scientific evidence to show that that exact depth in the Pacific, if you take the salt out, is the purest water in the world. That is ridiculous.
Yeah, and you're right. They'll sell a ton of them.
Yeah.
And
you
sure they will.
They'll put rejuvenating or something.
Oh,
yeah,
women
good.
Love the word rejuvenating.
Yeah.
Oh, hydrating and rejuvenating. Oh, they love that.
Oh, yeah.
They love that. Just watch any Revlon, Maybelline. Mm-hmm. Watch Andy McDowell when she comes on and talk about, go ahead, bring that camera closer. I've got no lines to hide because I've got the, it took 10 years off my whatever.
I've rejuvenated.
Yeah, I rejuvenated, I hydrated, and I exfoliated. Now I'm constipated.
No, that's one of the guys here.
Oh, that's all right.
Commercial.
Can we play the first of it?
I don't.
The very first part of it? I mean.
Yeah, we can play
it. Let me set it up this way. Is that a local advertisement?
Yes.
We can't do
it.
No, forget it. We can't do it. I don't want to jeopardize business because, you know, we need business.
Maybe we could do it, you know, later.
No, we won't do it at all. Anything else with Burke City? Body?
No, that was it.
Beyond nothing?
No, not too much. I get to spend a little time with McGrill over the weekend on Saturday.
Woodrow McGaughan?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
you did?
He's lucky.
We did a,
he does not mingle with just anybody.
No, no.
He's very particular.
Yeah.
What did you and Magoo do?
We did a charity event with Randy Carricker put it together. We bowled for Big Brothers Big Sisters on Saturday afternoon. So.
Yeah, and you're a good bowler.
Yeah.
Well, they brought you in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Randy.
Yeah.
Tell them what you bowled.
Anchor. The first game was a 208.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
After I haven't pulled in a good 4 or 5 months.
You can't even get...
Wait, hold on, is that that good?
Oh, yeah.
No, well, it's
because
okay.
You had said you bowl like a 270 or something.
Yeah, my high game, yeah.
Yeah,
but on average? Shoot, average. I can't even get to, you know, 100.
A 200 average, 200 to 210 average is pro, if you bowl that average.
It just about, yeah.
Most constantly. People bowl, what, 140, 160?
Mm, if you're a decent bowler.
You're lucky,
yeah.
Well, yeah, my girlfriend Angela even beat both Randy and McGraw. Both teams.
And they're sports
people. Yeah, sports guys.
Magoo was like a baseball player.
Yeah,
yeah. Magoo, Nebraska.
100 and a 105.
And Randy, well, how embarrassing for them.
What did Randy bowl?
I don't know. Randy was
people who don't know, here's what's even more embarrassing. They don't know this. I hope you don't mind if I tell them, but your girlfriend Angela has 2 artificial arms.
Yes. Yes, she does. So
that's even more embarrassing.
Yeah. She's got a special bowling arm.
Well, I hope it's attached well.
It's not like Kingpin. It's
no.
A good one.
Yeah.
You come off with the ball. Wow. I bet they are humiliating.
Oh, man.
Good.
Yeah.
Man.
They were trying to...
Yeah.
Act like it didn't bother him, but I could tell.
No, sure. It
yeah.
That it?
Yeah.
Third segment's officially closed. Kingpin, folks.
Oh.
If you haven't seen it for the holidays. Because, see, what happens on holidays, people get together that don't like each other, and in the same family. They can't stand each other. Sometimes it's not you don't like each other, you're just bored to death with each other. Everybody has boring relatives. They just do. And maybe you're the boring relative to them. The answer? Movies. Just stick a bunch of pile on the movies. Food and movies. Keep eating, keep watching movies. Before you know it, time to go home. Get out of our house. So that's a good one. Kingpin.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. That's hey, McGraw's on the... McGraw's on the... Or Magoo. McGrill.
Man. Hey, McGrill.
Frank, first of all, AM in the PM.
Oh, that's what we like to hear. So, P.I.'s girlfriend with artificial limbs and beat you bowling?
Now, look, as I explained to Eon on Saturday, obviously the lanes hadn't been waxed correctly.
Oh, that's a problem.
I didn't have a problem.
That always throws my game off.
Well, obviously Ian and I didn't have a problem because he was using one of those, you know, lane balls from the place. I have my own ball fitted, you know, handcuffed perfectly.
Well, that way, that's when you're not supposed to have a problem is when you have what you have, your custom ball.
Well, no, I'm a higher-end bowler, you see, so I need the wax just right.
Yeah.
See, why didn't you bring your own ball?
Because I don't have a lot of balls.
That's what I've heard.
Walking right into it.
So what did you shoot?
I believe I shot a 205.
hey, that's respectable.
But that is both of his games combined, though.
I meant
per game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. It was 100. Yeah, it was, I didn't want to beat Ian because his girlfriend was there. You know, I was playing up to him.
Hey, you know what? I've been around him, and I think what he's saying is true. I think he deliberately let you look good in front of your girlfriend.
Yeah. That's a friend.
Yeah. I can really tell because his ball was going nowhere near the middle of the pins every time he threw.
In the gutter every time?
Close.
That was deliberate, man.
Well, they do have gutter guards he could have used.
No.
Well, we were using those.
Oh.
And they still jumped him and went in the other gutter. Yeah. Hey, man, good for you. And you know what? What a noble thing to do to let, because you knew when they walked out of there, his girlfriend said, oh, Peon, you were so good.
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
And that made for a great night for him. You sacrificed for that, and that's honorable.
Yeah.
Because I'm a big fan and a big team member of the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. All right. Thanks, Magoo.
All right. See you guys later.
Bye.
Do a little business. What do you say? Teeth business. A lot of people will be going to the dentist after the holidays. You don't have to wait. The reason I say they'll go after, and I don't know how many households still do this, but my mother and father-in-law used to always have one of those nutcracker sets with a pick.
Mine's been out for a month.
Oh, yeah.
And it had the pair of pliers, mm-hmm. the spring-loaded deal. Mm-hmm.
And inevitably, you think that you got all the pecan. What is that husky stuff in the middle? That shell stuff. You
it's
think
like the same.
Then you bite down on it. And first of all, not only is it weird to bite on, it's the weirdest taste. There's no way to describe the taste. It's almost like a rusty nail, but it's not. That center pecan thing, it tastes weird, and then it gets in your teeth. And then there'll be people who, you know, they'll bite down on something they, you know, look, people are preparing lots of food, and the stuff is flying around in the kitchen, and somebody might have shot a pheasant or turkey. Hey, you can't always get all the little BBs out of there, the shotgun pellets. You might bite down on one. I know at Dr. Watanabe, my dentist at his house, he serves turkey loaded with shotgun pellets.
We had one like
so
that.
So people are ruining their teeth. Yeah. I've actually bitten down on some wild game and go, hey, you know, spit pellets out. My point is this. A lot of sweets, a lot of cookies, a lot of baked goods. You won't feel the negative effects on your teeth immediately. You're not going to have cookies and cake and whatever and go home and that night go, oh, my goodness, I got to go to the dentist. But all that stuff does take its toll, and honest people will admit, too, they don't floss like they should. Some people do. My wife is a fanatic. She flosses every day. You do.
I do.
You're a flosser.
I am.
You floss like a couple times a day, so does she. I floss 3 days before I go to the dentist, let all the blood get gushed out good. Get it all bled out so that when they do it, maybe it won't. I'm serious. I think a lot of people do that. I have a great dental clinic for you to go to, and it is Ballast Dental Care. I've gone there for 32 years. That's a long time. That's not, I mean, I'm barely even over 32 years old, so I started real young. And I can tell you this, I could have changed dentists at any time. I never, ever had a reason. Never was curious about another dental clinic. And when you find this place, you're going to thank me. If you haven't been to the dentist for 20 years, don't you even think about being embarrassed. Because you're going to be more embarrassed when it's been 30 years and you go in to have your teeth all ripped out. And then you have to have make your decision about what kind of false teeth you want. Get in, get it done, get caught up. And if you have great teeth and you just want to keep them that way, this is your place. Ballast Dental Care, corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads.
Here's an update on consumer spending this holiday season. More homeowners are at the malls, maxing out those high-interest credit cards. There'll be a big price to pay after the holidays when the big bills arrive.
Sound familiar? If it does, give yourself a nice early present. Cash. Call American Equity Mortgage. Perfect or less than perfect credit, American Equity Mortgage can help you fast. We'll roll your high-interest credit card into one new low-interest home loan with one low monthly payment and give you cash for the holidays. You'll enjoy your peace of mind knowing big bills won't hit you in January, and you'll save hundreds of dollars every month. Call American Equity Mortgage now, 314-878-9999. Get extra money for the holidays. Call 314-878-9999. 314-878-9999 or AmericanEquity.com.
McGraw Millhaven here for AMCO. Did you know that AMCO sets the standard for complete car care? Think about this. If AMCO can fix complicated transmissions, imagine what they can do for the rest of your car. But don't just take it from me. Listen to Deneen. Okay, we both know AMCO is the transmission experts, but you took your car there for brake work.
I'll tell you what, it was the best service I ever got. That's first and foremost. The owner was so awesome. I had to go to work, so I brought my car there, and first off, he got me a shuttle back to my job, and he told me he'd give me an estimate. He called me within a couple of hours, gave me a very fair price, and my car was done by the end of the day. Excellent brake service. I mean, my brakes have been working perfectly ever since.
For your transmission or anything on your car or truck, take it to AMCO. Call 1-800-GO-AMCO for the center nearest you or consult your local white pages. For a job done right, guaranteed, at a price that's right. It's AA. MCO.
Call your participating AMCO Center for details.
Hi, I'm Ellen Dierberg from First Bank. The holidays are here, and that means family gatherings and exchanging gifts with friends and loved ones. When you think about shopping for gifts, you think of crowded department stores and hectic shopping malls. This year, avoid the chaos and give them a First Bank MasterCard gift card. It's a great gift. They can use it anytime, anywhere, for anything. So stop by any of our 175 convenient locations and give us a chance to treat you like family. You'll see firsthand what makes First Bank different. Now, I may be partial since my great-grandfather started First Bank nearly 100 years ago, but I know how much we value and appreciate our customers. We're large enough to meet all your financial needs, but small enough to care. We pride ourselves in getting to know our customers by name. So stop in and pick up a First Bank MasterCard gift card for everyone on your list and let us get to know you by name. Happy holidays from everyone in the First Bank family.
First Bank, member FDIC.
This is the Secret Shopper Network.
I'm here at Michael's. They have an amazing selection of gifts for kids, teachers, everyone on my list. On sale now. No handheld gizmos or R-rated video games. They have creative educational activity sets, frames, scrapbooking, and a great selection of kids' art sets starting at just $3.88. Over and out.
This has been the Secret Shopper Network.
The gifts you need at a Michael's store near you.
This is the Secret Shopper Network.
I'm here at Michael's. They have an amazing selection of gifts for kids, teachers, everyone on my list. On sale now. No handheld gizmos or R-rated video games. They have creative educational activity sets, frames, scrapbooking, and a great selection of kids' art sets starting at just $3.88. Over and out.
This has been the Secret Shopper Network.
The gifts you need at a Michael's store near you.
Wow, what a difference a week makes. Just last week, my toenails were thick, yellow, and embarrassing. But then I tried something totally new. Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit with an antifungal cream, plus a revitalizer that made my toenails look better in just 1 week. Now I can show my feet in public. What a difference. All I can say is, wow.
Want to improve the appearance of your nails in just 1 week? Look for Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit in the green box. Use as directed.
343 at the Big 550. Here's a check on traffic. Southbound Hampton at Interstate 44, an accident and three lanes are closed. Westbound 40 at Hanley, an accident. Three right lanes are blocked. Eastbound 40 between 170 and Laclede Station, a good run so far. Southbound 270 between Manchester and Doherty Ferry, traffic slowing. Eastbound 40 at the Poplar Street Bridge, a lineup starting. Westbound 70 at Mid Rivers Mall Drive, a slowdown. Eastbound 70 between Salisbury and 6th Street, slow traffic. Westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge, road crew still out at last check, and the left lane is closed on the Missouri end. Northbound 55 between Park and the Poplar, traffic lining up. I'm Karen Vail for the Big 550, KTRS.
Another ruined Christmas song.
Oh, this is Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, a ruined Christmas song. This one is this, because he ruined Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Merry Christmas, baby.
This is not a Christmas, not a real Christmas song.
Is this Bruce?
Yeah, the boss.
I just came here to make a sale.
I'm richer than you are.
I just want to say.
Well, then say it. It's a good choice.
I just want to say.
Good choice.
Say what?
Yeah, this is a good choice. Crap.
What can I say?
Merry Christmas, baby. You should show the treatment now.
Yeah, this is one of the standards. This is one of the Christmas standards. All right, yesterday, I turn on the television and I'm watching, flipping around, and I come to Lifetime. I hate to admit that sometimes these Hallmark Lifetime movies, they're so good.
I know.
And I stumble on a movie, and I thought, well, you know, I don't know how far into it is, but it looked really interesting. It was a three-hour movie. I didn't leave till 3 hours, and I meant to leave 2.5 hours earlier. I could not stop watching it. It was called To Serve and Protect.
And it was Craig T. Nelson, who I really like. That guy, he's a good actor. And Richard Crenna, who, if I could have sat down and interviewed Richard Crenna at some point, that would have to be one of the fascinating...
Really?
Oh, Richard Crenna, who's been in about 700 movies. Richard Crenna, maybe the most dependable character actor in the world. He and Brian Dennehy. Richard Crenna.
I can't stand Richard Crenna.
What?
No. Really? Because he's just Richard Crenna. He's just like there. I don't know. I've never cared for him.
Richard Crenna. I'd love to see his bio and his resume. It has to be 700-800 TV shows and movies long. And a guy like that has to have a jillion great. So he's worked with everybody. Everybody.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
So there's the Protect and Serve and Protect. What a great movie about a family of cops. So I watched this thing, and I think we have to. This is not funny, and we really like to be funny a lot, but we have to talk about this Walmart thing. Walmart is taking it in the shorts. I mean, they're running commercials, and the line in the commercial is, your family deserves better than Walmart. And then you've got these this campaign that's been launched by this coalition, and it's made up of union people and social advocates and churchgoers and feminists, and they don't want people shopping at Walmart. And here's the part that bothers me. A couple of things in the paper where they made reference to some preachers over the past couple of Sundays who've gotten up in the pulpit and told the congregation not to shop at Walmart. I don't think it's a preacher's place to tell me where to shop. When you start turning the church into some political forum, they've got a reference in here. It said Wednesday night at the Lane Tabernacle CMF Church in St. Louis, their local union leader, Dave Cook, blasted Walmart. Why is he up in the pulpit at the church, or why is this taking place at the church? He's not their preacher, I don't think. He says, quote, they're not Christian people. They're not good Americans, referring to the Walmart executives. They're an evil, evil company, and they need to be stopped. Let me tell you something. Anytime people tell me who is and who isn't a Christian, that person, I write that person right off my list on the credibility sheet. Who are you to say who's a Christian? He doesn't know all the executives at Walmart.
No, he doesn't.
There can be some very good Christian people at Walmart. They're not the Christian. They're not good Americans. Does he know that every executive at Walmart is not a good American? There could be some decorated war heroes that make them not a good American. I'll tell you why I don't go to Walmart anymore. I don't know that I've seen in a long time an attack like this on a company. Maybe they deserve it, and maybe they don't. What I'd like to do is, you can do it anonymously. I'd love to hear from some people who work at Walmart, because I'm tired of hearing the paid-for stuff. I want to hear from just real, and there are a lot of you, because this is a huge employer. Is it a great place to work? Is it a horrible place to work? And here's another thing. If it's so horrible, why don't you quit? Why do you work there?
And why?
If
why,
it's that horrible.
Why are they still building new Walmarts? I just noticed a new one out on 40 at about Lake St. Louis yesterday when I was driving out that way. Brand new.
Oh.
And I think we did this once before, though. In the last year, we tried to talk to folks from Walmart because there was a big deal about, you know, how they're paying
that
under.
But that was different. That was about an issue with women not being promoted. This is an out-and-out attempt to say to people, do not shop for the holidays at Walmart. I'll give you the two reasons that I don't go there, and it has nothing to do with this other stuff. Their stores have become dirtier. You go to a new Target, and you compare a bright Target to a Walmart, there's a world of difference. And the other thing is, they don't like radio. Walmart doesn't believe in advertising on radio. We're in the radio business here. So as radio people, we tend to try to give our business to people who believe in our business. And Walmart, I don't believe, ever does radio. Am I right? Do we have any Walmart commercials? Target, I believe, does some radio, I think. But Walmart needs to take another look at the attitude and the look and the feel of the stores and how they're laid out. Now, this union, non-union thing, I'm not going to get into that. But what I would like to know is, you know, if this is such a horrible company, then to the man in the church who gets up in church, which is not the place for this. There was part of another article where it said that there's another preacher that got up and told his congregation, I don't think most people go to church for that. Well, you're going to tell me what kind of car to buy while I'm in church? What happened to the other stuff you're supposed to be talking about? And again, if it's so horrible, then does that make all of these millions of people who shop at Walmart, they're not Christians either? Because they're following and putting money in the pockets of non-Christian people? Again, the union, non-union thing, I'm not qualified to get into that. But I'm interested in hearing, because one of the things you hear is how they mistreat, and this really is all about the coalition saying that they're unfit because they don't pay people enough money, they're racist, they're not good to women, blah, blah, blah. If you work at Walmart, give us a call. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. And this will probably get us nowhere. You know why? We're going to get people who call work at Walmart and go, wow, this is the greatest place I've ever worked. I love it here. And other people are going to go, I hate working at Walmart. And again, I say to you, one of the worst things you do to yourself in your life is to let yourself keep working in a place you absolutely hate or you don't believe in. Don't do that. And if you say, well, I don't know what else I do. I couldn't get another job. You're not a rocket scientist. You work at Walmart. If you can work at Walmart, you can probably, if you're good, get a job a lot of places. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not at Boeing designing airplanes. Okay, so we'll take a couple calls, then we'll do a little business. We'll come back. We'll finish it up and do some more after 4 o'clock.
They do advertise with Paul Harvey on radio, and he does a live Walmart commercial here on this station when he does.
Okay, that's, I believe, the extent of it.
That's about it, I think, yeah.
That's all they do. Yeah. They do a ton of money in television,
mm-hmm.
and that's the only example of radio.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Paul Harvey.
All right, we'll give them that little bit. Not enough. I'd like to see some more radio money spent. Here's Michelle. Hello, Michelle. How are you?
Okay. Very well. Hi, guys. Hi to everyone.
It's Michelle, everybody.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Hi. So I don't lose my train of thought here. Frank, I put a lot of thought into Walmart. Now, I don't work there. I've been in there a lot. I've been in a lot of them for just numerous reasons. And here's the common sense thing that I think. Yes, I'm sure there's good and there's bad, and there's good bosses, there's bad bosses, there's that everywhere. Some people, good, bad, or indifferent, don't get hired at places because they're too heavy or they're too short or they're not attractive. And that's life, no matter how we want to say it. Now, look at how many industries are losing their jobs. Look at the car industry. Sure, they have great benefits. They're losing their benefits. They're losing their jobs. Okay? Who's hiring? Walmart. Good, bad, or indifferent. Now, and take the person who, and I've watched and observed this. If you are a young married couple, you're not educated, you maybe both get jobs at Walmart, you're making a little above minimum wage, and your children, where can you afford to buy things? At Walmart. They're getting better. Now, some are dirty, yes, and shame on them, because that comes from the top. But I think they serve a purpose in our society. I saw a coffee pot. Now, listen to this. A $4.70-some-cent coffee pot, a 10-cup coffee pot. Where can you get a coffee pot for $4?
You know what? A lot of people are hypocrites, and they'll say, well, you know, they're forcing the companies to give them the products at almost no profit. And then they'll turn around, and it's like a lot of other hypocritical people. If they have a chance to run in there and get a little television and save money, they'll run in and get it in a minute. Because when push comes to shove, it's where can I save money and get the best deal?
Exactly. And where is our positive thinking in this world?
Well, you know, Michelle, what kills me is 12 years ago, 15 years ago, all you ever heard is what a genius Sam Walton was. Mm-hmm. Holy cow, Walmart, my goodness, this is the most ingenious, greatest company. This is the greatest company ever created. And now, all of a sudden, the same company, for some reason, is a scum.
Do you think the stockholders, the people who bought the stock when they started, look at the wealth that they have accumulated.
Oh, there have been a lot of money, make a lot of money on Walmart stock. We got to run, but thank you very much, Michelle. Michelle, how old are you?
Oh, gosh, I am 59, Frank.
Favorite age. Thank you, Michelle.
Bye.
I don't have anything against Walmart. I just think they need to really, if you don't watch it, some of these new targets, they're gonna clean your clock because they really are bright and light and clean
yeah.
and laid out very nicely. And Target,
I agree
on,
with
Target's
you
on the move. They really are. All right, you gonna do a little business here, Peon, before we break away and get to the news. Got a couple people who can help you starting now. Starting now, and actually pick up what you've already started in terms of your financial plans. If you have $25,000 or more that you can put away, keep away, invest, you don't have to touch it. This is money that's going to work for you. And I say you don't have to touch it, but one of the things that Mark and Jason, Mark Ridden, Jason Becker, or any good planner will tell you is there are no guarantees that you will not have to touch that ever for the next 10, 15, 20 years. Things happen. You may need some of that money. That's where planning comes in, because if you lock that money up and you let somebody talk you into locking everything up, where if you take it, you're going to be penalized and taxed, and now you've lost money. You didn't even have what you'd have had if you had just saved it and not invested it. That's not good either. You don't want to, and I made this expression up this morning on the way in. Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Ooh. Just today?
I just made that up
really?
Today. Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Thanks. I think it's pretty good.
Oh, you're talking about money, though, not eggs.
Well, it's
figurative.
Figurative.
Oh, so all your eggs.
Think about it. I think it'll catch on. And they'll tell you that. But what you want to do is, you know, $25,000 or $50,000 or $100,000 today in 10 years, that same, let's take $50,000, is going to literally be worth probably about $20,000. So you want it to grow along with the rate of inflation. These are two guys that work for Stifel Nicolaus, and they'd love to hear from you. You meet them. It doesn't cost a thing to meet them, evaluate them, see what you think, get their opinions on what you're doing with your money, what you might do. Mark and Jason, it's as easy as going to their website, markandjason.com.
ProPlan has a passion for pets, and we're committed to doing our part to help nourish and protect them. That's why we've reformulated the food you count on to nourish your puppy's protective systems. Now, ProPlan puppy food contains DHA, a nutrient also found in mother's milk, for brain and vision development. Our dedication to protecting pets extends beyond the food bowl. We're committed to protecting pets inside and out. Our involvement and support of pet rescue efforts help ensure rescued dogs receive the nutrition and care they need and deserve. Please join us in our mission. Rally to rescue and support a rescue organization in your community. From providing specialized nutrition for your dog to supporting dog rescue in your community, ProPlan protects while it nourishes. Come to PetSmart for a complete selection of ProPlan formulas. And we'll help you choose the right one for your dog's unique nutritional needs.
The guys from Golden Oak Lending. Back at Golden Oak headquarters, President Bob Ellman and rusty sidekick Steve Flowers man the 567 Gold Hotline.
Bob, I'm picking up a distress signal from the southern quadrant of the city. A woman has been robbed of all her holiday cash by her high-interest credit card bills. Switch your 567 Gold transceiver to Channel 2.
What?
A woman needs a low-interest home equity loan. She's online, too.
That's all you had to say. Hello. Okay, you're approved.
If you'd like us to put some cash back into your hands, regardless of your credit history, we can save the day. Call Golden Oak Lending at 314-567-GOLD.
That's 567-G-O-L-D, or visit goldenoaklending.com.
Now, Bob, about those types.
Steve, just let it go.
Golden Oak Lending, join my.
Call Golden Oak Lending at 567-GOLD or visit goldenoaklending.com.
The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A Texas judge has just made a ruling on the charges against Texas Congressman Tom DeLay. It's some good news and some not-so-good news for the former House Majority Leader. With more and here to explain, we're live with ABC's Vic Ratner.
Sherry, Tom DeLay will have to go to trial in Texas. The conspiracy charge against him dismissed by a Texas judge, but the judge kept alive a money laundering charge. And that means DeLay will have to face trial sometime in the new year. That closes the door on his hopes of quickly regaining his House leadership post, which he gave up after he was indicted. Sherry.
ABC's Vic Ratner live from Washington. The former 9/11 Commission is giving Congress and the White House poor grades for protecting the country against future terror attacks.
It is scandalous that we still allocate scarce Homeland Security dollars
on the basis of pork barrel spending and not on risk.
Chairman Thomas Kane, White House reaction?
The Bush White House agrees that more can be done and, like the 9/11 Commission, believes that money to communities should be based on the level of risk, not on how much clout that location has in Congress.
ABC's Ann Compton at the White House. Saddam Hussein says he's not afraid of being executed. Iraq's former leader made that remark during one of several outbursts during his trial today in Baghdad. In California, much of the talk this week will be about Tukey Williams, founder of the Crips gang, who's devoted his life to nonviolence since being sentenced to death 26 years ago. ABC's Alex Stone outside San Quentin.
Hundreds of supporters of Stanley Tukey Williams are expected to be here outside the gates of San Quentin prison at this time next week if Governor Schwarzenegger does not grant the convicted killer clemency. Some big-name Hollywood celebrities are putting pressure on the governor to call off the execution, saying what Williams has done for children while on death row should allow him to live.
Williams is scheduled to die December 13th. The Dow lost 43 points today, and you're listening to ABC News.
Sir, what is your name?
Dave.
Well, Dave, you're scaring the other passengers. I have to ask you to remove the ski mask.
I have to filter out the bad air. Some of those people look terrible.
Sir, the ski mask.
Okay. How do you say healthy breathing airplane air?
I take Emergen-C every day. The powder in the little packets, loaded with vitamin C, B vitamins, and essential minerals. Just mix it in your water.
It's fizzing.
That's Emergen-C. It gives your immune system a boost.
I gotta get Emergen-C. Until then, could you just drop my oxygen mask?
Emergen-C for life. Find it in the vitamin C section.
Sweet! I've been waiting for lunch all day!
Me too! Natalie, I'll trade my apple for your potato chips.
I don't know, Matthew, my potato chips for your cookie.
Let's see. Billy, what's that?
Rich chocolate Ovaltine!
Rich chocolate Ovaltine! An apple and my gummy bears for the Ovaltine?
No way!
Potato chips and grape juice for the rich chocolate Ovaltine?
No way!
Two cookies, bubblegum, and my Hershey's chocolate milk?
Double no way!
Aww! More Ovaltine, please!
It is 4:03. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News. A Worden woman is being held on $1 million bond this afternoon. She's accused of killing her live-in boyfriend. 62-year-old Sheila Wright is charged with first-degree murder and the death of Charles Elder. Madison County investigators say Wright shot Elder to death during a weekend domestic disturbance. A Jefferson County child remains at this hour in intensive care at St. Louis Children's Hospital after his father allegedly abused him. Police Chief Chris Pigg says 20-year-old Daniel Michael Johnson of Herculaneum injured his son after becoming angry at the child for crying. Chief Pigg talks about the child's condition.
Very serious critical condition. Somewhat stable, last word we got, but that can change minute by minute because of the injury to the head.
Pig tells KTRS News the child suffered severe head trauma and internal bleeding. Johnson is charged with first-degree assault. A fire causing damage to a brick house in the 4,000 block of Del Mar this morning. KTRS's Steve Klotz was on the scene.
The fire started in a room on the second floor of this three-story brick home. Firefighters were able to quickly get control of this blaze, but it did cause extensive damage.
The occupants say she heard a crackling sound, got out as fast as she could. Currently started on the second floor. I'm not sure what the cause is.
St. Louis Fire Department Battalion Chief Adam Long says the occupant was able to escape without injury. There wasn't anyone else in the house at the time. There is now a pile of debris on the east side of the home as firefighters broke out windows to dump out any charred wood in their way. The house is located right next to the Tennessee 10 Lounge on Del Mar, but it doesn't look like the fire did any damage to that building.
Protesters would have to stay about 300 feet from funerals under a bill that will be introduced in the Illinois legislature in January. The measure crafted by Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn would place a zone of privacy around the site of a funeral and burial.
That should apply a half hour before the funeral, during the funeral, and a half hour after the funeral to allow our citizens in Illinois and across the country to exercise their First Amendment right to conduct a religious ceremony.
Quinn is confident the bill, which is aimed at the Reverend Fred Phelps, Kansas-based anti-gay group, can be tailored to withstand constitutional challenges. A similar bill is in the works in the Missouri legislature by St. Joseph Republican Charlie Shields. Westin Hotels and Resorts will become the first hotel chain to go 100% smoke-free in January. The general manager of the Westin St. Louis says 92% of the Westin's guests don't smoke.
That's a pretty big number. So of that, 88% of the customers think that we as a business should take steps for a healthier environment.
Dan Kaplan tells KTRS News he doesn't believe that the policy will hurt business. The public areas at Westin's downtown property have been smoke-free since the hotel opened 5 years ago. Simmons Cooper Market report the Dow ends the day down 42. The Nasdaq was down 15. S&P down 3. Our stock report is brought to you by John Simmons and Jeff Cooper of the law firm Simmons Cooper LLC. Go to SimmonsCooper.com. News Channel 5 meteorologist John Fuller's Weather Plus forecast for the rest of today. Mostly cloudy, a chance of flurries, our low down to 16. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy, we're expecting a high of 28. 27 degrees at 4:06. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News.
Here's a check on traffic for you, sponsored by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota Dealers. Toyota owners donate a new unwrapped toy valued at $10 or more at your local Metro Toyota dealer and get your oil changed for just $9.95. This offer ends December 31st. Westbound 40 at Hanley, an accident's been cleared, but traffic is backed up east of Kings Highway. Eastbound 40 between 170 and Laclede Station, a slowdown. Westbound 70 at Mid River Small Drive, traffic building. Westbound 44 between Guyer and 270, slow traffic in the right lane. Southbound 270 between Manchester and Doherty Ferry, slow traffic. On eastbound 270, congestion thinned out between McDonald Boulevard and 170. On eastbound 40 between Market and the Poplar Street Bridge, traffic running slow. Eastbound 70, the slowdown starts at Salisbury, approaching 6th Street, and northbound 55, lining up at Park, approaching the Poplar Street Bridge. Now word, the Broadway ramp to westbound 40 closed for maintenance work. I'm Karen Vail for the Big 550, KTRS.
Hi, this is Paul Berner with Amazing Siding and Windows, wishing you and your family a safe and happy holiday. When it's cold outside, people often ask if we can still install Amazing Siding and Windows or should they wait till spring. With our quality products, we install year-round. In fact, to keep our amazing crews busy, we're offering free installation on any home exterior project now through the end of the year. That's free installation on Amazing Siding, Amazing Windows, and Amazing Gutter Protection. When the temperatures drop, you can really feel how drafty your old windows are. If you install energy-saving thermal replacement windows now, you'll save on heating bills all winter long, so your windows practically pay for themselves. Call now, replace those windows, and get free installation. With utilities skyrocketing, our energy-saving windows and our amazing insulated siding can stop your money from going out the window.
Call Amazing Siding, and you'll never paint again. Never.
Get free installation now through the end of the year. Call 636-532-1997. That's 636-532-1997. And thank you. Previous offers excluded.
15 okay. Got a 1050 auto accident. Something's fine.
You never think you're going to be in an auto accident.
10-4, we are en route.
But every 1.2 seconds in America, an auto accident takes place.
This is 15 okay. We're going to need to reroute. Over.
So ask yourself, would your insurance company be there for you? They will if you're insured with AAA insurance, because just like the Auto Club, you can count on AAA insurance to be there when you need them. Plus, AAA offers many discounts for safe drivers, good students, multiple cars, and insuring both your home and auto with AAA. Altogether, you could save hundreds of dollars.
15LK, no major injuries, clear.
Don't leave it to chance. Call AAA Insurance today for a free quote at 1-888-AAA-CLUB. Home, life, or health insurance, same number. Or visit AAA.com and bring the security of AAA home.
Did you know that a standard open-burning fireplace doesn't save you money on home heating? That's because it's a decorative unit that takes air you paid to heat and sends it right up the chimney. Hi, this is Norman Moss from Arnold Stove and Fireplace Center. If you want to save money and supplement your home heating, consider installing a wood or gas insert into your existing fireplace. You could also consider adding a freestanding wood or gas stove to your home. With Quadrifire and Yodel, we can provide you with increased fireplace efficiency, soothing radiant heat, and energy independence. Home heating costs are expected to be on the rise. Arnold Stove and Fireplace Center would like to offer you EPA-certified wood-burning products that burn less wood, produce more heat, and put less emissions into the air. Heating with wood is an American tradition. Le Quadrifier and Yodel demonstrate to you new technologies available today. Oh, by the way, tell them Norm sent you.
Save money and stay warm this winter with Arnold Stove and Fireplace Center, located in Arnold just west of I-55 on 141 and Big Bill Road, or visit their website at arnoldstove.com.
Hi, I'm Ken with Window World.
Hi, Ken. I'm so glad you're here. I've met with six other window companies today. My neighbor told me I should have called you first.
Absolutely, ma'am. We're the original 189 guys.
Original, huh? I see 189 windows everywhere now.
Well, that's right. We're proud everyone tries to mock us. It means we're doing something right. But no one else seems to get it quite right. You see, we offer the best window at the best price, guaranteed.
Guaranteed?
All windows from Window World have a free lifetime warranty.
Okay, where's the catch? How much with installation?
189.
What if I need more than one?
Still 189 each.
And my kids?
They may cost a little more than 189.
I mean, what if they break a window?
Oh, don't worry. Breakage is included in your free lifetime warranty. Like I said, we're the original 189 guys.
For the best windows at the best price and free lifetime warranty, call Window World for a free written estimate and find out why their slogan is simply the best for less. Minimum purchase of 4 windows. In St. Louis, call 314-993-1800. 993-1800. Mention KTRS and receive $50 off your order.
The law firm of Simmons Cooper, LLC, is a proud supporter of the United Way on both sides of the river. Visit the Simmons Cooper website at www.simmonscooper.com.
Hi, I'm Sandy. I'm an ultrasound technologist at Metro Imaging South County office. When you need an ultrasound, visit Metro Imaging. Professional with a personal touch.
Now dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. All afield we go, just laughing all the way. Now bells on my way, making spirits bright.
This one is a kid.
Here's another guy who ruined Christmas songs.
Song about
what is it with these showbiz people that have to go, hey, after it was the sleigh, hey, the sled, jiggle out all that way. Hey, meeting everybody. In that little horse little sleigh.
Yeah.
Wayne.
Now frosty windows glow with Christmas trees in sight.
Hey, I used to kind of make fun of people that hired people to do their Christmas decorations. I don't do that anymore just because I don't know the full story of everybody's life, and maybe somebody's not physically able to do it the way they want to do it. And there are a lot of companies now. This is, 15 years ago, 10 years ago, this was really rare. You hire somebody to come in and decorate. And a lot of the companies bring the stuff. They say, what do you like? You like traditional? Do you like real modern? And you know what? Who are we to say? Maybe somebody can't raise an arm anymore, and they really, really want to do it right. Good for you if you got the money. It's not cheap. I mean, $300-$500 for people to come in and do it through the outside of your house if you want.
As long as they come and pack it up when it's all over.
Oh, they do. They do.
That would be the other part of it.
They get it out of there. I'm starting to think more and more. You know what? Kids, I think you ought to, if you have a family and kids, you ought to do like the tree yourself and let them hang stuff up there. But the rest of that stuff, banisters and gutters and whatever, hey, man. If your kids come home one night and they go, whoa, what happened to our house? I mean, who cared who did it, really? We got so much today. Let me grab some phone calls here because they're all lit up. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. We're talking about Walmart. This added fuel to the flames here. And, again, let me say, I have nothing against Walmart. It amazes me that how quickly people change. You know, you go from, oh, Sam Walton, you should read his book. This guy had a vision. And, wow, what a great idea. Then it gets a little too big for some people, and they think it's should never have gotten that big, and now it's a bad thing. And I understand from Brian Kelly, who walked in, that they do a little bit of radio at the holiday season. That's all. They really don't believe. They're not big believers in radio. They're TV people. So, I was wrong to say they didn't do any, but it's really minimal. And we're grateful for that, but we'd like more. Now, add to the fact that you got people telling people, including preachers in the pulpit, who have no business, in my opinion, telling people where to shop. You're there to worship, not to be, told how to spend your money or where to spend it. There's the story down in Tampa, Florida, of this black businessman who went into Walmart, and he went in to buy 520 gift cards for his employees. So he writes a check for $13,600. Do you know that the manager of the store has him hold on while they go, that's a lot of gift cards, we'll get them printed. They call the police. The sheriff comes in. They hold this guy and question him about what they think is maybe a forged check. It turns out that this man, this black man, owns a he's a human resources manager at a roofing supply company, and he was there on behalf of that company. That was his job. He was the guy to determine at human resources, what do we do for the employees? And he was authorized to write the check on behalf of the company, and after they finally checked everything out, they realized, whoops, wrong, we picked on the wrong guy. He declined the cards and went and bought them all at Target.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was hoping would happen.
Now, I can understand, before you give out cards, making sure a check cleared. They had actually made a call. Eventually, they got smart enough to do what they should have done in the beginning and called and checked, and sure enough, the company said, no, he works for us, and he's authorized to buy these cards. Then by then, he says, no, I don't want to. I'll buy them from Target. Not a good idea. That doesn't help the Walmart cause any. So we're looking for people who work for Walmart.
And that Dave Cook is on the phone that you...
Do your... Who? That who?
You mentioned his name in the, I guess, in the paper or something?
Oh, yeah. I'd like to talk to him. Hey, Dave?
Hello.
How are you?
Very good. First of all, I am AM in the PM.
Thank you very much. Hallelujah. You spoke at church?
There was a get-together at Lane Tabernacle, yes, sir.
Well, why in a church, though?
We're having these get-together as a movie screening of the high cost and low prices.
Why do you show them at a church? See, to me, a church is not a place to attack a company or tell them.
Well, first of all, I don't think that we are there to attack a company. We're there to explain what our concerns with the company are. And the ministry has a problem with some concerns also, Frank.
Okay. Do you think, though, it's right to say, and did they quote you correctly here when they said they're not Christian people, they're not good Americans, they're an evil, evil company, and they need to be stopped? Is that a correct quote?
That's probably pretty accurate.
How do you know they're not, in one lump sum, they're not Christian people? Do you know all the Walmart executives?
Well, no, I don't. But the Christian people don't believe in treating their people the way that they treat their employees, do they, Frank? I mean,
so if they were Christian, they should all stop working for Walmart. If you're a Christian, you really then shouldn't even work for Walmart. Is that correct?
I don't believe I said that.
No. Well, you just told me, though, that the...
I'm talking about the management structure of Walmart.
Okay. But if you've informed and educated the people as to how evil Walmart is, aren't you, by working for Walmart, perpetuating this whole thing?
Oh, absolutely not. I think that you don't walk away from it. You try to correct it.
But you're, as a regular employee, you're not going to correct anything. You're not going to change Walmart if you're stocking shelves.
I believe if enough of the people, not only employees, but the consumers, tell Walmart you need to start doing business a different way, they will. If one person does, Frank, you're absolutely right. That's not going to happen. If one employee does, if one shopper does, but if a large group of individuals and or employees say, you know, this isn't the way to do business, this isn't a way for a company that makes this kind of money to treat its employees.
Okay. Let's get to the treating of the employees. Are all the employees, I mean, are they all unhappy? And my other question was that if it's that horrible, why don't these people just leave?
Well, I don't think there's a lot of great jobs out there right now. If you're in the job market.
I think if you go down to New Orleans, if you go to even Lake of the Ozarks, any Las Vegas, anywhere where there's a huge boom and building and people moving there, they're begging for jobs. I mean, they literally have signs up begging for people to come to work there.
That depends on what section of America you're living in.
Well, I'd move to a section where I could do my Christian duty and work for somebody better. I mean, if I really felt that...
But not everybody wants to uproot. I mean, some people want to stay where they're at with their family. They just want a better way to live.
Right. But you and I both know it's very difficult to get everybody to agree. We're all going to band together and do, because there are always going to be a lot of people going, hey, you know what, I'm out of this. I'm going to lose my job over this.
I think you're absolutely correct, but I don't think that you're looking at a situation here where you have to have 100% of the employees or even 70% of the employees or 100% of the consumers or even 20% of the consumers say this isn't the way that you should be operating. you have a choice as a corporation the size that you are to operate differently. If a small Schnucks or a small Deerbergs, which I know you like Deerbergs, you speak highly of them, can treat their people, and this is a very small company in comparison to Walmart, can treat their employees this way, then surely a corporation the size of Walmart can treat their employees even that well or better and still be competitive with them.
There's a huge difference in a Deerbergs and a Walmart, though. The difference is you don't have 100 choices as to where to buy your groceries. You do have 100 choices where to buy the George Foreman grill or a coffee maker or a pack of underwear. I mean,
you have a pretty large selection on where to buy your groceries nowadays. I mean, it used to be you went to the grocery store, and you know as well as I do nowadays, you can go into numerous other entities and pick up miscellaneous grocery items. But the bottom line is not that. It's a matter of can Walmart afford to do as good as Deerbergs does for its employees. I absolutely believe they can.
And keep the prices low.
I would believe they can. With the buying power that they have, if Deerbergs can be as competitive in Shop and Save and Schnucks as they are right now, on the small size that they are compared to a Walmart, I absolutely believe that Walmart has the ability to do as good for their employees as these three companies do,
okay.
And they're choosing not to.
All right, and you're speaking again, though, on behalf of their employees. Are you an employee of Walmart?
No, I'm not. I'm actually a coordinator for the St. Louis area for the Wake Up Walmart Foundation, and also I am Secretary Treasurer of Local 655.
Okay. How come, I guess the reason for this is they're afraid, if it's this horrible, to come forward, but in numbers, there's strength in numbers. And if it's this terrible to work for Walmart, I would think that in numbers they have the opportunity to shut them completely down. Numbers they said, hey, this is so horrible here, we're not going to put up with it anymore.
First of all, you have to get past that fear, Frank. And in recent years, where a group of employees of Walmart decided to unionize down in Dallas in the meat department, Walmart came in and shut down every meat department in Dallas, in Texas. And what they did was they took all the meat cutters out and went to 100% pre-packed. They said that was their plan all along. However, prior to that, they put millions of dollars worth of new equipment, saw cutting equipment, into those rooms. That was their way of diverting the union there. Recently in Canada, where their labor laws are a lot stronger than ours, employees up there of an entire store voted to go union. And where in Canada, an employer has to sign their first contract, they go to binding arbitration. When they were set for that, they closed that store, opened a new one in the adjoining community, and eliminated that one altogether. So it's a little hard. I mean, you said when everybody bands together. Well, that's what we're starting right now, is to bring the community together so these employees don't think they're standing there by themselves.
So you're trying to unionize the labor force?
Absolutely not. We want them to do the right thing.
So you don't want Walmart to join the union?
As a member of 655.
I would not say no to them if they chose to go union, but the reality is we want them to do the right thing for their employees. If they do the right thing, whether they're union or not, everybody's on a level playing field.
How do you respond to the lady who called earlier who said some of the companies, the big companies that do have hellacious benefits and huge hourly wages, are now having to fire people because they can't keep up with the benefits and the promises that they made? I mean, you get to a point where you offer so much that you at some point have to come back to a lot of them and go, sorry, you know, we can't do it, we don't have it. I mean, that's the other side.
That is the other side, and that's a concern that any company would have as to not go too deep into what they can afford. But, I mean, I'll go back once again. If these smaller companies can afford it right now, a company like Walmart, that last year made over $10 billion in profits, can surely do better than what they're doing right now.
Okay, I'm not anti, but here's what bothered me, Dave, and I'll tell you. The quote, they're not Christian people, talking about the Walmart executives. I got to tell you something. I really always had a problem with people who decide who's Christian and who's not when they haven't even met them. And just because they work for Walmart, and you're talking hundreds of people, to say that they're not Christian.
Maybe a better quote would have been, Frank, if they don't treat their employees like Christian people should. How's that?
Well, about Jewish people? What about a great Jewish executive at Walmart? They're not going to treat people like a Christian either because they're Jewish. I mean, do you have to be a Christian? Do you have to run a business? There are a lot of very successful Jewish business people who are who are fair. One of the most fair people I ever worked for was a Jewish man, and he was generous, and he was fair, and he paid well. So the Christian thing, I mean, don't you think that maybe is a little strong? And I was brought up a Christian. I've nothing against that. But when you say they're not good, they're not Christian people. Well, neither would be Mr. Goldberg, who works for Walmart.
And you know what, Dave? The only other comment I wanted to make was I think the word evil was in that quote, was it not? And you can't get much more inflammatory than
they're
that.
They're an evil, evil company. And it's one thing to run a company improperly and maybe need to make some changes. That's different to being evil.
Do you not consider it evil when they, by their own token, admit that over half of the children of the people who work for them do not have health care benefits? They can afford to give those children health care benefits. They choose not to.
I don't think it's evil.
No.
It may be cheap,
right?
But it's not evil.
Because if you look at evil, it's morally bad or wrong. It's wicked. It's causing pain or trouble. It's offensive or disgusting.